Shanti. Good morning. And wonderful, finally we have Sudhesthiti with us. So she has been traveling, but now we are able to meet Baba's dear Nightingale. So it would be lovely if you could wave for Didi. Yes, we really appreciate that you are here, Didi. Welcome.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Om Anand. Om Anand. Do you understand the meaning of Anand? Prem. Prem means spiritual love. Prem means close relationship. Anand means bliss, happiness. So today, Satguru Var, the day of the Satguru, the day of truth, the day of Satguru. On the day of Satguru, Baba's true children, it is my fortune to meet Baba's real diamonds, sparkling diamonds, living flowers, and beloved children of Baba. I think some of you would have come yesterday, some would have reached last night time, some of you would have come 1 or 2 days before. When I left at that time, very few were here. I have been on tour of godly service. India is the ocean. It's such a powerful inspiration. Ocean of children's unlimited and oceans of service. Because number is more, and we do understand that people understand easy. Because of the language, no barrier of language. Translation is not needed. Less time, more. Which real language is silence and drishti. Real language, heart understands the feeling of the other heart. Which language Shiv Baba speaks? Which language Shiv Baba speaks? Does he speak English? Does he speak English? Or does he speak Hindi? Or in India, though there are many different languages, Gujarati, Punjabi, Bengali, Marathi, Kannad, so many languages. But he, Baba, lives beyond language. He lives in the world of silence. And he listens the beat of our heart. One of the sisters received this blessing and just says, God hears your heartbeat. Right? That is the language of love, the language of belonging, the language of honest feelings. that becomes vibrations. And so our vibrations reach, and in return, then Baba has to answer us, especially those who belong to them. He has to come from incorporeal world to the corporeal world, comes on this planet for we children. And so his love is more powerful, because we live in the same world, and no matter how long time we are taking to become bodiless, to become the embodiment of all virtues, to follow his direction according to his wish, but he has so much patience. So much patience. And he never says, why you have not done this? What? No, he says, children, you have to do this more. You have to do this more. Why you have not done this? He doesn't say this. Right? And doesn't say what? Because he knows that it is, drama is more powerful, where they have to develop their skills and specialities to act. And this is why in drama, drama cannot be a real drama if it is only one person act. There has to be the villain to make hero hero. And so he knows that these are my hero children. Hero means the main actor of the play, which plays the part from the beginning till the end. Gentry, people can be coming in the last scene, still they are also part of the drama. But he tells the story from the beginning. In every Murli, the story from the beginning till the end. And tells us our own story, our story, which we have forgotten. And so now Baba reminds us again and again, every day, new blessings, new gifts, new direction for upliftment, for our spiritual progress, for our own development. So, most welcome those who have. Actually, I am meeting first time, though you would have come days before or 3 days before. So welcome to all of you, those who are present. More will come by tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Then it will be called new arrival. But now you are not new arrivals. Though it is, title is given new arrival for me, because I have not met you. Tomorrow will be still new arrival. Right? Because I am meeting them first time. And it is also immediately meeting, as purpose is told, otherwise everybody has to think about their contribution to keep and then to bring and to keep in the bag, or wondering that it should remain safe in the bag. So that is also okay. When you come, much easier is that can be also given easily. So both things are there. But important is meeting, then the sharing the contribution, because that you can come, if you have not brought, you can come in the room and give there. But this gathering has its meaning. Its meaning is that we can share. We can share that combined love together, an opportunity to recognize each other, coming closer to each other, understanding who has come today. Excitement is there of meeting and greeting. And so this is why I am actually excited to meet you all, and I'm sure that you are also excited. Though we met together in the meeting in Murli, but that was general, and now it is special. So those who have come, what I want to share is that you have come here to make yourself more powerful, more close to your own self, to Baba and to the family, and becoming more familiar to see how the growth is taking place. And you are lucky that you are still the part of the foundation. Many leaves will still more come, but you are the original trunk of the tree, or even those who have come little bit more, still connected directly with the trunk. Strength, internal strength that comes from Baba is at this confluence age, Baba himself comes to give. So what I want to say, that you have come here to remain healthy, so that you can take everything, you don't miss anything. And so one attention is, we are very lucky that now weather is changed. Weather has become cooperative. Otherwise there was so much cold here that you need to wear, like if blankets were possible to wear in the class, so you would wear a blanket. That kind of cold was there. Very cold, minus, and now it's pleasant. Welcome, weather also welcomes you. Though it's a little bit cold in the morning, but then sunny day, it's fine, beautiful. Welcome from the heart. I am happy to be here, and I say thanks to the Mother Nature that it's also helping you to have a pleasant weather, where that you can really be relaxed and sit and found yourself sitting inside or sitting outside together. Of course, when number is increasing, then your number of the family increasing. So it means just like in the home, in one room, three children sitting, four children sitting, and here is a big family in some places of the building, six and seven are also sleeping in the same room. But wonderful, all of us are children. And just like when you come here, the seats are there. And then if the seat is free, you try to sit and fit yourself. In the same way, when newcomers come, and wherever the bed free, the person who is giving the and giving is an accommodation, he thinks, okay, so this person can go there. But it is drama, beautiful, because it gives us opportunity to meet not only those who have come with us, but those who are here before, from other country, from other language, from other background, and we are able to meet each other. So this is also very good in drama, that number is increasing, but place, accommodation is not increasing. Baba's children are increasing, really. Accommodation is the same. So we have to accommodate. And of course, this is time. Attention is given before that the room should be clean. Bed should be fresh and clean also for the new ones. But if it is not, then you can draw the attention, and so that you get fresh, clean sheets. This is openly speaking, because sometimes the cleaner, they think, oh, it looks very nice, it's clean. Comes in the room and perhaps have not changed. But you can inform, and it is, you feel comfortable. My point is, sit, relax, feel very comfortable, and have also very open heart to share what you feel. If you want to change anything, if you feel cold, you want another small thin blanket. Fine. Main thing is to look after your health so that you don't miss. And another aspect is that Madhuban Nivasis, residents, they think that Baba's children are coming and we should give a lot good of hospitality means the morning time lunch, breakfast is lunch, lunch time is lunch, and dinner time is also lunch, right together. And it is so many variety, and you have to think what to choose. And those who want to give, they have 1, 2, 3, until you say no. But if there are 4 things to eat, certainly small amount. If you can adjust the container is limited. And so you can definitely say no, bus. This is the language, bus. Not bus, that you are going to be so keen. So take what you like, 2 times the problem, but make sure that this variety is also suiting you. Very clearly written, chili, non-chili, vegan, gluten-free. They have been organized specially for the foreigners because they get everything according to their need. And one attention has to be given that you do not mix yogurt and tea or coffee at the same time. Because here everything is available, milk, coffee, tea and yogurt. And maybe other countries you can keep together. But though milk and yogurt are same product from milk is yogurt, but when they go in the stomach, they fight with each other. they create disturbance in the stomach. So keep little bit time in between, so that there's no system here remains same, and you don't have to go to the dispensary to control. No? So this is why self-control can keep you safe in this aspect. Another thing is, of course, all of you have come with happy heart, with a nice feeling. Baba Milan, family Milan, Madhuban, be in Madhuban to enjoy your home, sweet home. Something is still in the heart which is pinching, which is keeping your mind occupied. Please go in Baba's room and write in short your feeling, whatever you is biting you, conscious biting. So give it to Baba and put it in Baba's letterbox. Others will not read. Nobody knows. You don't have to write your name either. And even if you have written, who knows whose you are? Even I myself, unless meeting 2-3 times or going in different countries, then I know, recognize the face of everyone. And if you ask me, do you remember me? Honestly, I have to recall. I have met them before. I have met, but I don't remember where. And so what is my name? I say, you remind me what your name is. Right? And those who are living here, they do not know. Nobody would be interesting to read which you are throwing to finish, you know. So this is why, with your open heart, clear it and give it to Baba, so that you are relaxed and you are able to take maximum what you want to take from Baba. And if still anything is needed to talk to me personally, can take appointment from Suchi sister. Her name, full name is Sucharita, but simple, easy way to remember Suchi, and can take the time appointment, and I'm very happy to talk. That is also okay. And one most important thing is, you have not come to visit only. Carry Madhuban with you. When you are going back, take Madhuban with you. How will you take it? Will you take the photographs? Or make a video? How will you take it? Whatever has touched you, whatever has given you extra power, whatever joy you have experienced by sharing what you want to share with Baba, feel that moment. Feel that joy of that moment and write it. Every day, one or two situations, a moment will be such that will give you something extra. Make a notebook and write on it for every day. For example, if you are 10 days here, you have 10 special touching realization, experience, notices something, you noted something. Something Baba touched you through Murli's. So write down in your notebook. And take that notebook with you. Don't forget it here. Read there. When you are back, read it there every day. Before breakfast, for 1 minute even. Or after breakfast. And see that you are every day, Madhuban will become fresh, will remain fresh. Otherwise, anywhere, for example, we go at that time, we enjoy, and after 10-15 days, they ask me, what did you see? So only two things, one thing will remember, but has been many good things which actually I have experienced. When you have written, then you have a list of that. You refresh yourself every day with Madhuban refreshment. Then when you are leaving, maybe one day before, you take your notebook with you and ask Baba, Baba, you write letter to me. Guide me what is my next step. Baba will actually touch you. Your hand will be yours. And touching comes from Baba and you feel that you are getting guidance for your personal efforts, your future program. And that you take with you as a guideline, guidance directly from Baba. So, this is two things I wanted to draw. Be free now and go back full with everything, whatever Baba is offering. And also, sometimes it is workshop, sometimes it is class, sometimes it is question-answer session. Very openly you can ask, because you have come here to clarify things, study more. And one thing is so natural, you have not only come to take, Baba has brought you here through someone, somebody else is touched and is given to others. So you have come to take more, at the same time to give a natural gift to others, those you are with, either in your roommate or when you are having some workshops, etc., or when you are. So you are giving them and they are giving you. Just like when we create the atmosphere of the class. From one and more we are together, the more we enjoy. We are inspired by each other. So it is not only just you have to come get, but Baba has brought you to give someone special to you. So this is why you all are lighthouses, might houses, support from each other. Baba create this connection, settle with each other then. Okay, now places and also few minutes if someone wants to ask anything. Maybe perhaps first few minutes if they have something to ask, or introduction first.
So first questions?
From which places they have come, then here, and if then someone have any question or anything special, what they are expecting, we can make a note and pay attention to it.
Yeah. Thank you, Didi. We really truly feel welcome, right? So, who are here from Africa region? If you can, yes, raise your hand. Africa.
Africa.
And then South America?
Stand up, please.
Yeah, stand up. South America?
South America. Yeah, first was Africa.
Yeah.
And now?
South America. And then Russia, CIS, and Baltic countries?
Yeah. Welcome. This time Russia grouped together. In fact, we had Russia throughout the whole season. Small number, but big, but this time is nice big bouquet. So welcome. Nice, right?
Shanti, I just want to ask if you have any, if you have any suggestions to when we live together with our different sanskaras, with people that we have never met, and people have different cleaning standards. I was thinking that since it's Baba's house we live in, shouldn't we... I was just thinking, is there like some regulations, like taking shoes off, or like, do you have any suggestions to what one can do to try to be empathic and, you know, not, you know, just get swallowed up in the drama?
Well, of course, this is what the drama gives us the opportunity. Just like in a family, in our home, we are four children, mother, brothers and sisters. And someone has one habit, other one is another. And though we don't like, but we adjust it. We think it is the family anyway. And for short time, my first thing is acceptance of the situation. And accepting, then half is solved. Then my good wishes and pure feelings are there, that in this unnamed family, it is this person has this sanskaras, but still I should be sweet, helpful, in the sense that if this one has one nature, maybe for my nature, other one does not like and want to be according to that, but their wish. First thing is, with a very cool mind and very clear feeling, you can talk to that person, that this is what I feel. And also check yourself, why are you disturbed? What it is actually makes you disturbance. So it means this person cannot control some physical situation which is there, and you feel need help, then you can come and speak. This was actually my one point was there. I missed this, thank you, remind. Because you are in a room where you don't know each other, but someone needs help of something. Maybe their health, maybe their mental state is this, that they themselves are not sure what to do. So they need some sympathy. They need some kind of acceptance from others to create self-respect in them. And just for detached observer, observe yourself and also understand others. Then acceptance will give the confidence and courage. With sweetness we can speak. Like today. Today is a vyakt signal that, of course, if something there is to speak, I should speak with clarity, but I need to have the manners. I need to have the sweetness in it. Then even the words are bitter. You will swallow it like butter. That will soothe inside, because you are accepting. This bitterness is not there. You have softened yourself beforehand, understanding that this is also some weakness in them. Then it is mercy is there. At the same time, detachment is there. Spiritual authority is in you, but respect and manners. I think if you have written today's what is called a vyakt signal. Shall I read it second time? Do you have Murli near you? That's the answer, then I speak the other thing. Let there be love. And sweetness and greatness in your words. Love, sweetness and greatness in your words. Let there be love and also sweetness, so greatness in your words. Let there be truth in them, but also let there be humility in your own consciousness at that time. Be fearless and speak with the inner feeling that this is what you want to convey to that person. That experience of authority, of your sweetness and your good wishes. But let your words be within the code of conduct. Means with sweetness, with respect, with love. That is code of conduct. Let there be balance of the two. You are pointing out that this is not good, what I feel, but at the same time keep the balance that you are not pointing out, you should not be doing this. So checking the self and then checking others. This is helping others. It is just like when you are pointing out one finger to others, three finger to your own self means check my vision, my attitude, my tongue, my heart is sweet. And then humility and mercy will speak through you to cooperate that soul or to heal that person. I am sure if someone gets disturbed by others, inside they are disturbed from themselves. There is inner dissatisfaction in self and reaction of that is disturbance to others. And so understanding this, how this subtlety can affect me and affect others, so I need to bring that balance. Where there is balance, you can see wonders, and those words are not harsh. They sound sweet. They are thankful to you. So now show the wonder of a balance of humility and authority. This is why, that this is way to reveal the Father, to handle the situation. And if it is there still, you are not feeling good, come and speak, and then perhaps you can get help to understand, or we can help that person. And if someone is physically ill in your room, you do not know them, they don't know you. So you can help actually to take them to dispensary. Dispensary is near the bed. So this was my third point which I missed. Thanks that you remind. Help each other so they can also get the support from dispensary also.